first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Scorce is not crying wolf when it comes to this issue.
Of all the things I'm worried about, and there are a lot these days, the climate emergency is the one that can sometimes keep me up at night. Humans are horrible at assessing risks. We vastly overstate the threats from terrorism while vastly understating the risks of driving in a car. And we're particularly bad at long-term risks, especially those that are non-linear. The climate emergency is a crisis perfectly suited to our psychological blind spots. As an economist, I understand exponential growth rates. It's why a society that grows 2 to 3 percentage points a year, which doesn't seem like a lot, can grow incredibly wealthy in a few decades. It's also why putting aside money for retirement each year and not touching it is the best way to guarantee financial security in old age. But it's also why the climate catastrophes of the past few years are just a prelude of something much worse to come. We're right at the inflection point, where the exponential curve is about to point straight up and bring us levels of chaos that will put severe strains on even the most advanced societies. I say this not to be a pessimist or alarmist, but because this is the existential issue of the century. The climate emergency will make every other major problem much worse. Inequality, migration, war, even fascism, as the right wing will further exploit the emergency to pit people against each other. If there is one issue to focus on, this is it. And remember, while individual action is important, the key is collective government action. At every level, we need to transform our economy towards true sustainability. This is the challenge of our era. I'm Jason Scorce.
Jason Scorce teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay Area. If you have a piece you'd like to air, send a 240-word piece to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.